Chapter 1. There's something down there. On Friday morning, January 10th, 1901, the people of Beaumont, in southeast Texas, woke beneath their blankets to a chill dawn. The winds of a rare blue norther whistling past the buckboards and wagons bumping along the unpaved downtown streets. Splayed along the banks of the Neches River, about 15 miles inland from the Gulf of Mexico, Beaumont was a lumberman's town, ringed by sawmills that split and cut the giant tree trunks railroad cars brought in from East Texas. 4 miles southwest of town, out on the barren coastal moors pockmarked with marshes and sinkholes, rose a lonely mound. Cattle nibbled grass all around it. The locals called it the Big Hill. But it was hardly a hill at all, more a bump on the earth, barely 15 feet high. The prairie grasses, waving now in the north wind, gave way at its crest to a whitish spray of alkali, making it look like a grandfather's balding head. The older children sometimes tried to scare the little ones by saying the Big Hill was haunted. There were legends the pirate Jean Lafitte had buried treasure there. Sometimes at night you could see strange dancing lights. The Big Hill certainly smelled satanic, owing to the sulfur springs that spat and bubbled all around its weary base. Atop the mound, silhouetted against the gray morning sky, stood the skeleton of an oil derrick, a latticework triangle of wood, 64 feet high. At its base that morning, two men could be seen working, a square-jawed young man named Kurt Hamill and his helper, Peck Bird. At around 9, a buckboard pulled up below. Their boss, Kurt's brother Al, trudged up the hill with a new drill bit. The old one had ground to pieces the day before when they struck solid rock. The Hamills, honest, strongly built men known for working themselves to exhaustion, were water well drillers who had switched to oil 3 years earlier.